Our next guest, Anne Hertzberg, is on the line and is a legal advisor at NGO Monitor. And we're going to be talking all things flotilla related, navigating law and politics, Israel's new proposal for Gaza flotillas. Anne, good afternoon and thanks for joining us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Good afternoon.
So, yeah, listen, this is becoming a problem. Greta Thunberg got on a boat some time ago. It wasn't an issue. There was one. There's now 20 heading Israel's way. Talk to us about international law on flotillas and sovereign rights.
Yeah, so, well, in Greta's case, a big storm in Spain actually deterred them, and they had to head back to port. So they didn't get very far.
Yeah.
Apparently, a couple hours ago, they just returned. But I'm sure they're going to try again. But under international law, what they're doing is illegal because Israel has a blockade in place. There's an armed conflict going on, and putting a blockade is legal, and trying to break that blockade is illegal. And by doing so, they can be arrested and prosecuted for what they're doing.
So why did Israel not do that in prior events?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple reasons. Number one, because she is such a big figure internationally, I think they figured it would give her even more attention if they did arrest her and put her in jail for a prolonged amount of time. So I think they were weighing that. And also, you know, they're a little bit gun shy because of what happened in 2010 with the Muslim Brotherhood flotilla. And so, you know, it's largely a calculation based on PR versus, you know, how you want to enforce the law, basically. But actually, the real onus, I think, is on the countries that are allowing these flotillas to launch.
I hear you, and that makes a whole bunch of sense. What I'm just trying to do is kind of get a baseline in my brain for understanding the concept here. And the fact that Gaza, I mean, I don't know. It's not a state. I don't know what the legal status of Gaza is in international law. Does Israel have a right to blockade Gaza?
Yes, absolutely. And if you look at in 2010, after the Mavi Marmara, there were two commissions. One was conducted under the auspices of the UN Secretary General. And the other commission was taking place with international legal experts in Israel. And both of these commissions, including the UN commission, the Palmer Commission, found that Israel imposing a blockade on Gaza is legal under international law. So, and that's that's a tactic that's been used for hundreds, if not thousands of years in warfare. So, and that's the way that you prevent the adversary from getting weapons. And we see the difference between Gaza versus Lebanon, for instance, where there were no strictures placed on. In Lebanon, it was much easier for Hezbollah to smuggle weapons. And then we saw the level of weaponry that was coming in there was much more serious.
It's interesting because up until now, we've seen these flotillas sail. We've seen them get arrested. Like you said, the Mavi Marmara exercise was not the finest moment. I think it could be argued that from a PR perspective, it didn't go very well for Israel. But it could be argued that what they did with Greta in terms of feeding her and giving a sandwich when hostages are dying of hunger in tunnels underneath Gaza, it could be argued that they handled it really very, very, very well. The problem, though, is when you're starting to deal with 20 ships and not one ship. And I see that Itamar Ben-Gvir today said he hopes that these I don't know what you want to call them, sanctioned busters, these flotilla people, will be arrested, charged, and jailed. I'm trying to find the story as reference on Times of Israel, but it's gone. So he's not crazy. This can be done in terms of international law.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that is the law. I think the issue here, too, is now that there are 20 ships, allegedly, You do have to wonder about the situation like the Marmara, where you actually had combatants on the ships fighting the Israeli forces that boarded the ships, which they have a right to do under international law. And if that's the direction this flotilla is going to go, then they're becoming combatants in the war, and they can be treated as such.
Oh, my goodness me.
So, so again, you know, we hope it doesn't come to that, because that would be terrible. But that's, again, why I think the onus is upon the countries that are allowing these ships to set sail from their ports.
So if you were...
Because these countries, these countries are aiding and abetting violations of international law. And in a country like Spain, which, you know, has been in the news quite a bit complaining to Israel about its supposed violations of international law, well, Spain is doing the same thing. So Spain obviously doesn't care about international law either, or they would put a stop to this.
And there are a whole lot of Hollywood stars, and the press is very definitely focused upon them. So, you know, this is clearly about the PR and nothing to do with anything else. If you were advising the Israeli government this evening, what would your advice be?
I mean, again, I think it depends on who's the ship, who's on the ships. But, you know, the other thing that people aren't considering is this takes a lot of resources away from the armed forces. You know, they're trying to get back the hostages. They're trying to fight on seven fronts, terror armies on seven fronts. And these, you know, international idiots, PR hounds, whatever you want to call them, are diverting resources from the army. And I think it's an outrage. You know, and you, again, you have to weigh the PR consequences. But I think what Israel can do is, you know, place financial punishments on these people. Or things like that. So maybe you don't put them in jail, but Greta Thunberg is a millionaire. So, you know, they could fine her millions of dollars, and she has the money. So, or Susan Sarandon
and Mark Ruffalo, and you name them.
They're millionaires, and they're also doing material support for terrorism by supporting this blockade. So you can be sanctioned and punished for that in the United States, for instance.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so let's go after them for millions of dollars for what they're doing. I think that's the way to go, and that would probably stop it.
It's a question that struck me during the last attempt when we saw Greta flown home. Who pays for the ticket?
Well, that's just it. The Israeli taxpayers are paying for that ticket. So why am I paying for this idiot, you know, person who's clearly, you know, a terror supporter, a phony, attention hound. Why are my taxpayer dollars going to support her PR stunts? It's outrageous. And so at the very least, they should be billing her for all of the money and time that she's wasting.
And the cost of the sandwich. Just Dafka, I'd like to see that happen too.
Well, that we could throw in for free.
No, I wanted a pain. And thanks for your time this afternoon.
Certainly the plane.
There's certainly the plane. Certainly the plane.
The carbon offset that it costs.
Exactly. And delightful chatting to you this afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.